40 million people in Mexico do not have access to the internet. Our company, Altan Redes, is building a network that will connect them to the world. Chubb wrote insurance policies that gave the Mexican government, our investors, and partners the confidence they needed to make this happen. They also cover our construction risk, damage to the network, and environmental exposure. For a project this complex, Chubb was the one.
Learn more at chubb.com/WSJ.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, tech headlines you need to know, but first, a look at Tesla's increasing labor discord as it ramps up production of the highly anticipated Model 3 electric car. The big effort to build the first electric car for the masses could face resistance. Let's get the latest. Joining us now with more patching in from San Francisco is the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, thanks. So, in trying to come through with Tesla's shoot for the sky, shoot for the moon goals, you see a situation where almost literally, people are breaking their backs trying to meet these goals. The physical labor is obviously demanding. Elon Musk calls it production hell. How hellish are things lately? How is production looking?
Well, Tesla has struggled with the ramp-up of the Model 3. The third quarter, they badly missed their goals for making these vehicles. They made 260 Model 3s during that period, and they had predicted they would make more than 1,500 towards a gradual increase to 5,000 a week by the end of this year. So right there on the surface, we can see that they're struggling. And then our reporting has further shown that inside the factory, it's been a slow go. The start of production in July, when they were celebrating the beginning of making these vehicles, that some of the processes and the automation was not actually in place, and that early on, workers were having to build these vehicles by hand, and as recently as early September, we're told this is the case. It's not the kind of thing you want as an automaker if you're going to mass produce vehicles. You want greater automation, you want a continuity, you want repetitive actions that can be done on a minute basis. These plants pump out vehicles by the minute, by the hour, by the day, on and on and on all year round, and that's the rhythm you want to get at.
Right, not to mention this has led to some real labor issues, some real worker issues of all kinds. We're talking long hours, we're talking injuries. What kind of pushback is Tesla getting, and how are they accounting for it?
Right. So we're seeing Tesla struggle with the Model 3, which is a vehicle that Chief Executive Elon Musk really sees as taking the company from a niche luxury car maker to a mass market maker of vehicles. Previous attempts at making vehicles, they've got the Model S and the Model X. The Model X is a sport utility vehicle. It started production in 2015. And even Elon would say it took about 9 months for them to figure out how to make it in the factory without really having to work constantly. And in that process, our reporting shows that workers had to work a lot of overtime. And during that period of time, you can see from the company's injury numbers, they were at a rate higher than what the industry average is, according to analysis by folks who saw the numbers that were handed over after workers requested the figures, which are allowed under law. And our reporting would find that there's a suggestion that these people were likely injured because of a variety of reasons, because the company didn't spend the effort to invest in ergonomics of making the vehicle, trying to avoid repetitive lifting or bending or whatever as they put the vehicle together. So, for example, if you look inside the vehicle early on, there was a number of bolts that were holding the middle row seat of the SUV in place to get a certain design aesthetic. The tooling couldn't get in there, so a worker had to crawl into the vehicle each time and hand thread these bolts.
Wow.
Do these by hand, and there was dozens of these bolts. And so imagine a car, these vehicle platforms coming down the assembly line, and a person having to crawl into each vehicle, having to do this.
Right.
That kind of thing leads to repetitive injuries if you're doing it constantly, basically all year long.
So this is, I mean, there's a lot to contend with. It can get pretty messy, and we always talk about these trials and tribulations, and we always say the drive and optimism for the Model 3 and Tesla and Elon Musk's vision never seems to waver. Is this time different? Is there more at stake, more to contend with, so much so that there is finally some real concern about whether demands can be met? Is there fear Elon Musk can't prove everyone wrong this time?
Well, one of the differences between now and in previous attempts was that the model, you go back to the Model S, and even to some extent on the Model X, there wasn't a real belief that Tesla could pull this off. In fact, Elon Musk was proving the world wrong with the Model S and creating a vehicle that, one, a lot of acclaim, won a lot of good reviews when it first came out, and the company had to do a lot of attention on that Model S to get it out to be just right, and it was a slow process, but they weren't selling a lot of them, and really the goal was to get it out. And the Model X is somewhat similar. They were, and you can even hear Elon Musk talk about this in the past, they really were trying to show that they could do something really cool, and they had these really cool doors that open up. They called them Falcon doors in the back that opened up upward rather than outward. It was very complicated. They had a lot of cool, technologically advanced features, a lot of variety, these sorts of things that just made it really hard to make mass quantity. But at this point, the Model 3 is really about mass production, and the company is just so much bigger than it used to be. You look at the Fremont facility where they make the vehicles. They have something in the line of 10,000 workers there. The company has grown to more than 30,000 workers globally, and the company's largely in debt. It has a lot of cash needs going forward. The Model 3 excitement for that has driven the stock price up to rival General Motors here in the U.S. There's huge attention on Tesla and its ability to bring out the Model 3 at the level that Elon Musk has been talking about and to meet the predictions that he has created for the market.
We'll see where this goes. We will leave it at that. Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Some of the latest tech headlines you need to know about. Apple, still locked in an intensifying legal fight with Qualcomm, is designing iPhones and iPads for next year that would jettison the chipmaker's components. According to a report in the Journal, Apple is considering building the devices only with modern chips from Intel and possibly MediaTek. Samsung shook up its senior ranks this week in a move that would replace all of its co-chief executives and strip its board chairman of any exec role for the first time, as it looks to address concerns about a leadership vacuum at the top. On the same day it delivered another quarter of record profits, the South Korean tech giant appointed new heads of three main business lines. Thanks to a key smartphone component in a niche mobile game, Sony is inching towards its highest fiscal year profit ever, a milestone reflecting a comeback for the long-troubled conglomerate. Fate/Grand Order, a mobile game produced by a unit of Sony, has recorded more than 10 million downloads in Japan since its July 2015 release, boosting the tech giant's operating profit. For more on these and other stories, head to wsj.com/tech. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.